I vowed I would defeat you. But now, what do I do now? Now, I can't continue fighting you. And even if I did, I wouldn't be able to defeat you. So what do I do to overcome the sin of not fulfilling my vow to fight to defeat you as a Kshatriya? And the Lord said, I am always defeated by you. Yes. Meaning transcendentally. Yeah. So that Narada refers to that, how Prahlad is such a great devotee that his love defeats the Lord. So, then he says that Narada says that not only have you defeated the Lord, conquered the Lord, but even Bali Maharaj, your grandson, your descendant, he did by your mercy. And in the purport there's a very interesting story from Skanda Purana, how one time 10 big demons attacked Dwaraka, and the inhabitants of Dwaraka formed a special committee to go to Sutala to ask the Lord, who's guarding the doorway there, the doorway of Bali's palace, to ask him to please come and fight with these demons. This committee was headed by Durvasa. So they went down, they appealed to the Lord, please come, defeat these demons. It's your city, Dwaraka. The Lord said, you have to ask Bali. They went in and asked Bali. Bali said, no. I don't want him to go. I want him to stay here. Durvasa was pleading with him. Durvasa finally said, I will stay here and fast till I die if you do not allow the Lord to come to protect his city of Dwaraka. Bali Maharaj said, you can do whatever you like and let whatever happen, happen. But I am not going. So, Narada is saying that this is because of Prahlad. Yes. So Narada became ecstatic. He was dancing wildly, crying out just so happily. He said, I'm going to stay with you forever. And by your power, I will overcome the curses that have been made against me. Right? Those curses. Daksha cursed him for converting his 2 lots of sons into renunciate devotees. That you will not be able to stay in a place for a long time. And somehow or other, Narada met Jara, the personality of old age, who's a lady. And she somehow became attracted to marrying him, but he refused her also. And she cursed him, the same curse. But Narada is saying that by your power, I'll stay here permanently with you. I'm so inspired. Your association is just so wonderful. I'm going to stay here forever. And by your power, those curses will be overcome. So unable to tolerate this praise, Prahlad Maharaj lowered his head and respectfully addressed Narada Muni. He might have become angry, but Narada is his guru, and you're not meant to get angry with your guru. Although he thought his guru might be teasing him or playing some rather mean little game on him. So then he asked Narada Muni, "You please reconsider what you're saying. This is not right." He said that a young boy cannot understand the science of Krishna consciousness. It was just a sentiment that I had. That's all. In that way, what's he doing? He's defeating the idea that he's been a great devotee since childhood. It was just a childish sentiment. Children laugh and cry and do things. So it was, that's all. And then he said that if there was anything auspicious, well, he said that it is only through the instructions of great souls that auspicious things happen in people's lives. Or in other words, they become Krishna conscious. So in other words, if I appeared to be, or even if I was a little Krishna conscious, it was because of you, Narada, because you instructed me. While Prahlad was in the womb of his mother, Prahlad gave instructions to his mother, who didn't really remember them afterwards. But Prahlad in the womb, he took it all completely to heart and became totally fixed up, more than fixed up, came to such an exalted level, even within the womb of his mother. So it's not one's own qualification at all. That's got nothing to do with it. It's just that mercy coming from the qualified person. And it was only because of that mercy, that Shakti coming from Narada, that he was able to persevere despite his father and everything that his father tried to do. That he was able to enlighten his childhood friends. That he may have apparently acted in saintly ways somehow. That he may have been able to perhaps help the fallen, but it wasn't him. It was Narada just coming through him. And in the purport, there's a very interesting note that he does not try to address the point that Narada made, that he is always meditating. He's always meditating and remembering the Lord. He didn't try to address that. He only addressed things like dancing, jumping, shouting, laughing, because neophytes can do that. So if he's a devotee, he's a neophyte. He may not even be a neophyte. It's just like a reflection of the association of Narada Muni, and it's not anything really to do with him. Yeah. But he doesn't touch this point of meditating, because to be successful in meditating, you have to be very advanced, and a beginner cannot do things like this. So he says, these symptoms do not show that a person really has the mercy of the Lord. They don't show that. Rather, if someone really has the mercy of the Lord, then they will be true servants. Yes. Because when one is advanced, like Narada is saying, one realizes one's eternal relationship with the Lord. And what does one do then? One serves, and only serves, and always serves in terms of that relationship. So these different things that he displayed or whatever seemed to happen, they're not symptoms of mercy. They're not symptoms of mercy. All he did was remember the Lord sometimes. That was by Narada Muni's mercy. And it's really only people who are real servants of the Lord, that type of person who has the mercy of the Lord. Like Hanuman. Hanuman. He has the mercy of the Lord. So he says, I've never performed any service. Except when I got into difficulty, sometimes I would remember the Lord, but that was all. And that was by your mercy. So I've never served the Lord. I've just remembered him a little. So I'm not on the level of Nama, Rupa, or Leela Smaranam. I'm not on those levels. Then he says that when the Lord caressed me, picked me up and treated me so affectionately, he said, many people say it was just a play of Maya. Now, who are the many people? They are some impersonalists. In his family, because his family are demons, there are some impersonalists. So they said that this, the Lord, you know, petting you, whatever, it's just a display of Maya. Or if it is not that, it is just a pastime. That's all. Just the Lord doing something because he wants to as a pastime. It is not like meaningful on a deeper level. It was short-lived. It only lasted a few minutes and then it finished. So to me it seems like a dream because now he's gone. And I don't see him now in that form. He doesn't see the Lord now. So it was just like a dream. Then he went on, the Lord went on to perform other pastimes. So then there's a note in the purport that still it might be said that the Lord's display of affection towards him was real, and or because it has been accepted by many great sages and demigods and very authoritative and knowledgeable persons. So many people have said that it was a real display of affection. So if that is the case, then Prahlad says the following, that when the Lord really gives his mercy, a little momentary bit of mercy is one thing, but when the Lord really gives his mercy to great devotees like Hanuman, then he grants them the right to become his eternal servants. And I am not that. I'm a king. He says, I may be a very expert king, but I'm just a king. And I've become attached to being an expert king. Then he says, actually, the fact is, the Lord only performed that whole pastime to deliver the demigods who are in anxiety, because they are his devotees, and because it was part of his whole relationship with Jayan Vijay. That's all. It was nothing to do with me. Then he says, the Lord was simply upholding the words of various devotees. Lord Brahma had predicted his appearance. And Lord Brahma is a devotee. So therefore the Lord had to uphold his word and appear to kill the demon. Because Brahma went with the demigods and prayed, and the Lord said he would appear. So he had to appear, therefore he did. The four Kumars had predicted that he would kill Hiranyakashipu. Wanted Hiranyakashipu to go back to Godhead as quickly as possible because they were regretting having cursed Jayan Vijay. And he appeared in such ways as to fulfill all the requirements of the benedictions of Brahma given to Hiranyakashipu. This is from Sridhar Swami. These different reasons why the Lord appeared like that. So Prahlad is saying that the Lord was just upholding these different promises. And then he says, the Lord appeared in order to uphold his words in Bhagavad Gita that his devotee never perishes, or that he'll deliver his devotee from birth and death. He's sort of accepting himself as a little bit of a devotee. But then the Lord gave him a kingdom and he got entangled. And when the Lord favors someone, he takes everything away. And he says, see, I haven't got one atom of the Lord's mercy. Then he says, this example of yours of fighting with the Lord at Vishala, if I'm getting so much mercy from the Lord, why did I have to leave my kingdom and travel on pilgrimage such a long way? And why did he come and fight with me if he's so merciful to me? He says that my further family members in further generations are demons. So that's proof that I'm not a great devotee. If I was such a great devotee, how would someone like Banasura appear in my family? He says, the Lord, he may have become the gatekeeper of Bali, but he repeatedly goes away. And even if you think that it's great that we can see him at the gate sometimes, Ravana came once and saw him at the gate also. Ravana came to attack Sutala, but the Lord kicked him away. So, yeah. So they get to see the Lord at the gates, but Ravana got to see the Lord at the gates also. And just because the Lord resides at our gate doesn't mean that he's being merciful to us. He's in everyone's heart. So that means everyone's got the same mercy that we have. Mean that he's being merciful to us. He's in everyone's heart. So that means everyone's got the same mercy that we have. And he says, if there is any mercy on me from the Lord, it is by the mercy of great devotees. And he doesn't mention the name, but he's referring to Narada Muni. Yeah.
But it is only a speck, little grain of dust of mercy. He says the newer devotees, this is the same idea that Lord Shiva presented, the newer devotees have more mercy, like Hanuman. He has more mercy. So then, Prahlad starts glorifying Hanuman. He says, Hanuman has received the most mercy from the Lord because he served the Lord. He's been serving him unobstructed for thousands of years. The ninth canto says 13,000 years. Unobstructed every day. Just serving the Lord. He is very powerful. He got special benedictions from the demigods, which he used in the Lord's service. Now, we're not sort of getting into like the same area as being with Indra or Brahma of being big, powerful material people. But he got special benedictions, which he used in the service of the Lord in very outstanding ways, to serve the Lord very wonderfully. And he performs wonderful service, and he gives three examples in order of ascending importance, increasing importance. First of all, he jumped to Lanka. What an outstanding bit of service. Amazing service. Then he was able to pacify Sita. That was even more amazing service. Then he successfully burned Lanka, came back and told Lord Ram that he had found Sita. And Lord Ram embraced him. That was the best. The famous embrace where Lord Ram embraces Hanuman and embarrasses him. Then he did many other things. He directed the project of bridging the ocean. He helped Vibhishan become a devotee by telling Ram about him before he came, and then when he came, arranging a meeting for him with Ram. He destroyed the Rakshasas. He brought that mountain with the herb on it. What is that? Sanjeevani? And he devotedly served Lakshman. He brought victory to Lord Ram and added to the fame of Lord Ram. Oh, what mercy. What an outstanding devotee. What great, great mercy Hanuman has got. And he's still, so Prahlad tells Narada, he is still living in this world, in separation from Lord Ram. Lord Ram asked him to remain behind to give his mercy to the devotees and to all living entities. And he's staying alive only by hearing and chanting the glories of Lord Ram, keeping his deity by his side. So, actually, then Prahlad goes on, says another couple of things. In Shastra, he's described as being the topmost servant. Of those in Dasya Ras, he is known as the highest. This is proof of the Lord's greatest mercy. Even though he was given liberation, he refused to take it. So Prahlad tells Narada, you should go. Go to Kimpurusha Loka. This is where Hanuman is. and see Hanuman meet him for yourself. So Narada got up and he jumped up, flew to Kim Purusha Loka. There he saw Hanuman worshipping Lord Ram with various forest items and listening to the Ramayana being recited by Gandharvas. He was in great ecstasy reciting various prayers. Narada started glorifying Lord Ram. Jai Raghunath, Jai Janaki Kanta, Jai Lakshmana Agraja. Hanuman was so happy. He became ecstatic and he was crying. He embraced Narada around his neck. Narada was dancing. The two of them were dancing while embracing each other. But Narada with his hands was wiping the tears from Hanuman's eyes as he danced. So then, as they were dancing, Narada told Hanuman that you are the dearest devotee. And just by seeing you, Narada said, I feel that I've become dear to the Lord. Hanuman immediately stopped dancing and became very sober and reverently took Narada into his temple and sat him down in front of the deity of Lord Ram. But Narada, he was sort of irrepressible. So he then started to glorify Hanuman as the true recipient of the greatest mercy of the Lord. He said, you are always immersed in the prema bhakti rasa, the ocean of the nectar of prema bhakti. That you serve the Lord in so many ways. You're his servant. You are his friend. There's a touch of friendship there with Hanuman. Little touch. And in this way he enjoys the confidence of the Lord. You are his carrier, his seat. You are his flag. You always sing his glories. You're his general. And so many other things. You're entirely surrendered to the Lord. You're entirely dedicated to his glorification. He knows this because Prahlad told him that if Hanuman becomes unable to glorify the Lord, or at least hear glorification, he will immediately die as a result. You always increase the bliss of the devotees. Your devotion is pure. And you delighted the Lord by speaking a famous verse. There's one verse, Rupa Goswami quotes it in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, although he gives no reference for it. He just says it's a well-known statement by Hanuman, in which Hanuman says that, I just want to serve you, and if my accepting liberation means that I'll not be able to serve you, I don't want it. So actually, it's quite brief, really, Narada's glorification of Hanuman. And Hanuman replies very briefly to deny his position of having the greatest mercy, or even not any mercy, but much mercy, particularly now, mercy from the Lord. He says that, well, Hanuman started lamenting and crying sorrowfully as a great fire of separation was just ignited in his heart. He asked, what mercy has the Lord given me? At least after he abandoned me at the end, even though he took with him all his other devotees, like Sugriva and all the others, he took all of them with him when he left, but he didn't take